Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Big Bros Wrestling Podcast. I am your co-host, Andrew.
And I am your co-host, Alex. This is the podcast where we take all things wrestling throughout the week. We take all the shows, like, you know, Raw, Dynamite, SmackDown. We cover NXT if anything big happened. Or if there's any PLEs or pay-per-views, we cover those, too. We just run them down. We give our opinions on it. And if there's any big ones coming up, we give our predictions for any pay-per-views. To start off, sorry we missed last week. I unfortunately was sick. I literally couldn't even talk without my head literally pounding and coughing my head off. So, we're back this week. But we will also say, we will be out for the next 3 weeks. I'm going to be out of town for a little bit. And then, right when I get back, I'm home for like 2 days. And then I go out of town again. We're both going time. So, yeah. Going to miss a few weeks. We'll be back on the 28th.
Yeah, 28th
is when we will be back. So, mark your calendars. Calendars. 28th, they return. We'll be back for that. Before we talk about any wrestling, though, how you been, man?
Been all right. Yeah, just going. Yeah.
You know, we've been watching NBA playoffs, definitely, NHL playoffs. Yes. Unfortunately, the Hurricanes are out. Big, big sad. Any big news that happened recently? Other than yesterday, I saw apparently John Laurinaitis going to be on the... He's going to get against Vince.
Yes.
Whatever the side is.
Prosecution.
Prosecution. Yes. He's going against the prosecution. He's siding with a girl whatever. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. That's interesting.
I read the article. Apparently there was just some deal made behind the scenes. He said he had evidence.
Ooh.
We don't know the evidence, but...
We'll see what happens again. That's probably just going to go to the trial, which we don't even know when the trial is.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's going to have to be a trial because he's probably going to be guilty. But we'll see what happens going forward. Let's get into some wrestling. We got to talk about some PLEs and all this fun jazz. We're going to start with Saturday night's main event. They did have a dark match. It was American Maiden defeating Latino World Order. Cool.
Yeah.
I guess. Really not much to say about that, but we'll move on. We go to the actual show. We have Seth Rollins and Braun Breaker versus CM Punk and Sami Zayn. Surprised that started the show. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I can see that. Good match. Definitely. They're going pretty good, in my opinion. I think it was a good match. But, you know, of course, near the end. First off, camera crew. Get on it. Get a better... learn what you're doing. Because they didn't catch it till the very, very end. Someone comes out from the crowd.
Yeah.
And who is it but other than Big Bronson Reed?
Bronson Reed.
It felt like he just dipped his hair and, like, he just went for a swim.
Yeah.
And they didn't dry anything else. They, like, just dried, like, his face and, like, maybe his body because his hair was sopping wet. And he sprayed the water, too, like in Triple H style.
Yeah.
Just full-on mows over Punk.
Yes.
In the barricade.
Yes.
Giving Seth and Braun the win. And then you wonder, oh, no. What's he going to do? Because, you know, he attacked Punk from War Games. Like, is he going to attack Seth, too?
Yeah.
No. He doesn't attack Seth. They embrace, and Bronson Reed is your third member of this new faction that we still don't have a name for. We'll see what it's going to be soon, I guess. I hope they give him a name and not just Seth Rollins' new faction. But
we'll see,
there we go. The next match was Zelina Vega versus Chelsea Green for the Women's United States Championship. Unsurprisingly, Zelina Vega won. It was a quick match. We'll move on from that. We have R-Truth going up against his childhood hero.
Yep.
His his favorite wrestler of all time, the GOAT, John Cena, and which was another squash match. But
yeah.
R-Truth coming out as Ron Cena.
Yes, Ron Cena. Yes.
In his full gear. I saw someone mention, say, man, I really hate it when wrestlers wear the same gear. It's so hard to tell them apart. It's like, yeah. It really is. But, unsurprisingly, John Cena won.
Yes.
And he hits him with the championship after. Which seems like he's doing a lot that might signify something. He's always hitting them with the championship. Like, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. After that, we have Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre in a steel cage match. With Jesse Ventura on commentary. He was pretty good.
Yeah.
Up until the end. Which I'm like, dude, shut up.
I know, yeah. I did notice there was a point where it's like...
A lot of people were mad because if you watched, you saw Priest won by walking out the door. He escaped the cage.
Yeah.
But apparently Jesse Ventura somehow forgot that it's a thing. It's like, have you watched WWE at all in the past 20 years? You can walk out the door. Why do you think so many of them like, open the door. That's how I'm going to get out. He's like, oh, you can walk out the door. That's a lot of crap. That's boy. I didn't know you could walk out the door. It's like, a lot of people were saying like he was like no selling or he was talking down the match. It's like, buddy. You're like 70 years old. Shut up.
Yeah.
It was really annoying, in my opinion. But hopefully, this also ends their little feud. Because I have to see it keep going. I'm going to get like, guys, just put him in something else. Please. And then the main event, Jey Uso versus Logan Paul for the World Heavyweight Championship. A lot of people knew the result, but going in, it's like, there's no way. They didn't know how they were going to get to the result, but they got to the result. Unsurprisingly, John Cena comes in. I was like, actually, wait, he's like, John Cena, what's he doing? Oh, okay, he's trying to beat up, okay, he's trying to get Logan Paul the championship, okay. And then, we finally, after how long? Since Mania.
A good bit, yeah.
We get the return of Cody Rhodes. Helps Jay get them to win, and then in media he's like, blah, 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 I'm done. You got a tag partner, I got a tag partner, see you at Money in the Bank. I was like, oh, okay. I really hope they don't make that six-man tag team match, which you've seen the rumors of, right? It's supposed to be Cody. No. It's Cody, Jimmy, and Jay versus John Cena, Logan Paul, and Travis Scott.
I did not see those rumors.
Oh, there's there's like a lot of rumors around that. But they already got the tag matches. Like, I swear to God, if they make it a six man and they add Travis Scott to it.
Yeah, that's.
It's going to be both bad, but also hilarious. But you know what it also means? Neither of the titles will be defended on Money in the Bank.
The world titles, yeah.
Yeah, neither of the world titles will be defended. Oh, well, I guess.
I guess that's better because, I mean, when you have titles defended on that, because with what WWE has done in the past, you automatically go, okay, possibility of a same night cash in.
Yep.
I mean,
I don't want to see that, though. I don't want to see a same-night cash-in again. Because last year, it was a fail.
Yeah.
Because if it's a fail cash-in, it's like, oh, crap, now we have another year with no money in the bank. Person just holding it, looming it over your head, because it's always one of those, will they or won't they? Excuse me. But, whatever. I mean, this is a pretty run-of-the-mill event. We know what it's for. It's to get casual fans more
yeah,
into it, because it's on NBC, so you can watch it on Saturday night if you wanted to. So it's one of those, like, they're not going to put their best wrestling on there. They're not going to save their biggest thing. It's very, like... Yes, that's
true.
They're not going to put the hardcore stuff. They're going to be very just like, here you go. Here's what it's kind of like. We can get better if you just, you know, watch. But...
Yeah. Yeah, but the steel cage match, they had chairs. Drew threw some in when he was walking, but that was pretty much it.
That was pretty much it. If I had to rate it, I'd give it like a 6 out of 10.
I'd give it like a 7. I like the matches. I would give
it
a 6.
It was okay. Like, because he had two very short matches. And then the other matches were like, it was predictable. Way more predictable. It's like, okay, I know what's happening here. But that's what I give. Now, we're going to quickly cover Battleground. Most matches, whatever. You had Obafemi retaining against Miles and Bourne. I think everyone saw that one coming.
Yeah.
Stephanie Vaquer retained against Jordan Grace. Other happened. But the main event, Trick Williams versus Joe Hendry for the TNA World Championship. Trick Williams is your new TNA World Champion. It's like, oh.
Yeah, all right. That happened.
He did not win clean.
Yeah.
If you saw, he raked the eye, he poked the eyes, which you're not allowed to do.
Yeah.
So, he did kind of win dirty, but he is still your TNA World Champion. We'll see what they do going forward, how long he'll have it. This does also feel like he's not going to be called up to the main roster for a little bit. Did you also see that?
Yeah.
So, it's like, okay. I guess we're just not going to have him up there. We'll see who comes up later, but obviously not him.
And this says here, he was the third non-contracted TNA wrestler.
Who were the other two?
The other two were Christian Cage and the belt collector, Kenny Omega.
Kenny Omega. Oh, because that's back when they were Impact.
Yeah.
And I remember AEW had a big thing with Impact. And then they were like, nah, we don't really want you anymore. And then it became TNA again. And then WWE's like, hey, why don't TNA and NXT kind of have like a partnership? Pretty much. And now they also have AAA.
Yes,
they're starting to get some. It's like it's very much becoming AEW versus WWE and like their subsidiaries, like their lower brand. It's because you know AEW has Ring of Honor, and they do stuff in New Japan. Now you have WWE. We have like we have TNA and AAA. So
yeah,
but
and I mean with a WWE champion in TNA, is oof,
but. That also covers Battleground. Let's quickly go over Double or Nothing. Three PLEs/slash pay per views this weekend. And then with Battleground and Double or Nothing go up against each other.
Yeah.
Remember, one, you just pay whatever Peacock is or Netflix or whatever it is internationally. Is it Netflix internationally right now? Or is it still?
Yes.
Or there's still some with the WWE Network.
I think that's part of the deal. They moved internationally. They moved the WWE Network to Netflix.
Gotcha. So, however much, you just pay that subscription. Or, to watch Double or Nothing, you just pay the $50 for the pay-per-view.
Well, this one especially, there was a lot of high-profile matches because you had the finals, the Owen Hart tournament. Yeah,
but
you had...
Remember, they're getting to almost monthly pay-per-views.
Yeah, that is
true. I'm not paying, and if I have to pay for that much, I'm paying $600 a year to watch pay-per-views? No, thank you.
I know we've had our 2 cents on this, but I mean, UFC doesn't, and we've seen how much they
UFC make. Is kind of different, and it's different, though, in my opinion. It's very different.
Yes,
UFC.
I guess I
can kind of see it's very different. That. It's still combat sports, but there's a lot. There's still a lot of money in UFC.
Yes,
not saying there's not a lot of money in WWE and AEW, but like there's a lot of money in UFC. They also have a lot more fighters, a ton. Yes, more.
That is true.
Like, you have any idea how many people they have signed in UFC?
Because, no, yeah, was it their rankings even just go up to 10, but then there's a lot more.
Yeah, it's top 10 in each weight class, and there's, like, at least 10 weight classes, so you have, like, 100 right there.
That is,
and then you have everyone else below them. There's so many people in UFC. It's ridiculous. But they also have a lot of free stuff, like UFC Fight Night. That's on, like, whatever channel it's on.
ESPN.
ESPN, so you can just watch it there. But let's go over Double or Nothing. We had two pre-show matches. We had one, which was Anna Jay and Harley Cameron defeating Megha Bayne and Penelope Ford. Cool. Then we had an 8-man tag team match. We had Bandido, Air Fox, and Los Titanes del Air, which was Hologram and Commander, versus RPG Vice, which is Rocky Romero and Chip Redda, and Crew, which was Action, Andretti, and Leo Rush. The first team won.
Yeah.
There we go. Now we're on to the main show. Mercedes Moné defeats Jamie Hayter to win the Women's Owen Hart Cup, and she will face the AEW's World Champion, which will probably still be
Tony Storm.
I was like, why am I thinking of Britt Baker?
Yeah.
Why did that name come to mind?
I don't know.
They will probably fight it all in. We'll see how that match goes. But after that, we have FTR versus Daniel Garcia and Nigel McGuinness.
That's right. I forgot I saw. I think they did a lot of stuff on Collision, but trying to stoke him into a match.
Yeah, they have. I forgot Nigel McGuinness was, like, cleared to wrestle again. That's pretty cool. But FTR does win. They need the momentum to get heels. You have Ricochet versus Mark Briscoe in a stretcher match. Is that
ambulance match?
You just got to strap him to the stretcher?
Or I there was an ambulance there, so I don't know. I only saw highlights.
A stretcher match is a hardcore match where a wrestler must incapacitate their opponent to such an extent that they are able to get them onto a stretcher and roll them to the finish line for the victory, usually past the line. The stretcher can also be used as a weapon. Stretcher matches considered AEW are a combination of a stretcher match and an ambulance match, where the objective is to place your opponent onto the stretcher and roll the stretcher into the ambulance and close the doors. So it is an ambulance match?
Yes.
Because an ambulance match, you just got to throw them in there and close the doors. This one, you got to get them on the stretcher, roll them in, then close the door. Ricochet wins that match. Good for him. Mm-hmm. We have the Hurt Syndicate with MVP and MJF versus the Sons of Texas, Dustin Rhodes and Sammy Guevara, for the AEW World Tag Team Championship. No surprise. Mm-hmm. The Hurt Syndicate won.
Yeah.
They're probably going to hold that for a little while until MJF turns on them. That's just my prediction. MJF's going to turn on them.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's kind of obvious he's going to turn on them at some point. I think everybody knows that. After that, we have Okada versus Speedball Mike Bailey for the AEW Continental Championship. Okada retains.
I'm not surprised. I don't know how long he's going to hold that championship.
Yep. We have Timeless Toni Storm versus Mina Shirakawa for the AEW Women's World Championship. No surprise Toni Storm won, because they're really wanting to set up that Toni Storm Mercedes Moné match.
Yep.
They were like, this is going to be one of the money makers. Like, people are going to draw. When is All In?
That's not for a little bit. That's
July 12th.
Not until July. Yeah.
July 12th. Mark your calendars. Mark your calendar.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Is that a Saturday?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes, because remember we talked about how Saturday's main
event is going up against Saturday.
Had one that's going up against it.
Yeah. Also, I'm sorry, guys. If I had a choice, I'm probably going to watch All In.
Well, All In is the WrestleMania of AEW. They're going to put their biggest matches. And then, of course, like Saturday's main event, they're not putting their best out.
They are sure going to try, though.
They're going
up against All In.
Just like that one time NXT went up against AEW decided to move it to one Dynamite to Tuesday because of
hockey.
Yeah, I think hockey
it was something like that. It was either hockey or NBA playoffs.
When they put Cody Rhodes, they had The Undertaker.
Oh, yeah, they were putting all the big names on there. Because they had, like, people come watch our show, come watch our show. But after that, we had the Anarchy in the Arena match.
Oh, man.
Which was Kenny Omega, Swerve Strickland, Willow Nightingale, and the Ops, which was Samoa Joe, Powerhouse Hobbs, and Katsuyori Shibata versus the Death Riders, which is Moxley, Claudio, Marina, Schaefer, and Wheeler Utah, and the Young Bucks, which is Matthew and Nicholas Jackson. What is the Anarchy in the Arena match? Could you explain that to me?
It's just chaos. It's what it says. It's just chaos.
Is it a false count anywhere, or do you have to do the fall in the ring?
That's the thing. It's no DQ, but you have to end it in the ring. Yes. So
is it they all start at once, or is it like one at a time they come in?
Yeah, it's all at once. It's just chaos,
and they just go wherever.
At least it's what I don't know about the tag.
Let's see. Also, a stadium stampede match. Yeah. It's a type of hybrid tag team location cinematic matches, blah, 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 blah. This match typically involves 10 wrestlers in a 5v5, and all 5 wrestlers of the 2 teams are each part of an established faction in AEW. This often violent and brutal match is contested under hardcore rules, and it starts in the ring in the middle of the stadium or arena and progresses through various environments such as bars, cargo loading areas, and offices. So it's literally just, hey, just go fight throughout the arena.
Yeah. Yeah, and I saw clips, like, they had, like, one point where they had, like, 4 different cameras on the screen at once or whatever. They're cutting to different places.
Oh, this is happening here. Stuff. But it has to end in the ring.
Yeah.
And, fortunately, the faces win.
Yes. So, the Death Riders,
they got another loss.
Another loss.
We'll see what happens.
Know. Yeah, of course, leading up to
only. And we only have 2 more matches left.
Yeah.
I have to know when this pay-per-view ended, because it was like 11 o'clock and they still had 3 matches left. I'm like,
and looking at the length of the matches, like, oh,
this started
man.
At 8 p.m. too.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it started at 8 p.m.
Yeah, and looking at how long the matches went.
Let's see. 21, 22, 16, 12. So far, this 12 and a half minute match is the shortest match.
Yeah.
16, 15, 35.
That's the Anarchy in the Ring.
Yeah. Now we have the Don Callis family, which is Takeshita, Kyle Flush, and Josh Alexander, defeating Paragon. Okay, I don't like that name. Which is Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, and Roderick Strong. In a trios match. In a 12 minute 15 second match.
Yeah.
Good for them. And then you have
the main event.
The main event. Adam Page versus Will Ospreay in the Men's Owen Hart Memorial Cup, whatever it's called, final. The winner gets to go face the AEW World Champion, which is probably most likely going to be John Moxley at that point, at All In. In a nearly 37-minute match. And this is just a regular match. This is no stipulation, falsely count anywhere, no 2 out of 3. This is just a 37-minute match.
Yeah, they were going through all the stops. They were ducking each other's finishers and everything, going at it.
And the winner of the Owens Hart Memorial Tournament, and who will face most likely John Moxley at All In, Adam Page.
Hangman Adam Page.
And I am shocked they had Adam Page win.
Yeah.
I was like, you're not giving it to Ospreay? Like, Ospreay's your golden boy. He is the one who's supposed to, like, I thought they were, like, they're going to become the world championship.
I guess Ospreay's got a long enough contract that they could still do something with him.
I guess, but I did see they shook hands at the end.
Yes, they did.
It's like, what, Adam Page? It's like, I just am like, Adam Page winning it again? I don't know. I don't know who's going to win that match. Because, like, do you keep it with Jon Moxley, or do you give it to Adam Page? But that is not for today. That is for the future. I can't rate this pay-per-view because I didn't pay the $50 to watch it.
Yeah, I can't give it a rating either.
I can't really give anything either. I did see one bit of news, though.
From this?
From AEW.
Okay.
About Mariah May.
No, I didn't hear that. No.
It is Mariah May has been removed from the AEW website. It is heavily rumored that she used to be WWE bound.
Okay. Okay.
It's like she's already removed. And she's they're expecting her to immediately go to WWE. Like, not even, like, hesitate. Could it be a Ricky Starks quit?
I mean,
because Ricky Starks, he was literally the next day he was on NXT.
I mean, how soon was this?
This was literally yesterday.
Okay, so we could see what comes out.
She could literally be here Monday or Tuesday.
I don't know. That's the thing. I'm trying to think just with...
We could literally see her there Tuesday.
Yeah, I think for what it seems like, that AEW talent, I don't know, it just seems like, especially with all the ones that have come in, they've taken them to NXT first. I don't know if they're going to say, hey, maybe let's see what you do on the main roster, because with all that she did with Toni Storm.
It is... Oh, wait, once her contract expires. But... Mariah May's 2-year contract is reportedly expiring, and she is expected to move on. It has not yet expired as of yesterday. I don't know when she signed her contract, though. But it is saying that she will most likely sign with WWE. Let's see. On November 3rd, May was announced as the newest signing. So, are you really going to have her wait till November? Until she signs? Or are you just going to cut her and be like, hey, you're good? AEW is like that, though. They will be like, hey, you're good. Go sign somewhere else. You can go. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they're very quickly in WWE or somewhere else.
Yeah.
But we'll see how that goes. We could have another good woman on the roster.
Absolutely.
If she doesn't go to NXT, she needs to go to Raw.
Yes.
Because SmackDown's women's roster is getting a little too... But they also have the draft coming up. Remember, we do have the draft.
That's right.
And that could shake things up a lot. But we'll see. So that is, I believe that is all of the pay-per-views of PLEs that we missed last weekend. You have anything else you want to add?
That's all I got.
Man, that's really all I got. All right, that is all the pay-per-views and PLEs. Let's move on to Monday Night Raw. We are in Tampa, Florida. They are still in the Yuengling Center. We have some pre-show rumbles, blah, blah, blah. We have... This is the new Dangerous Alliance kicks off the show. That's all we don't know. It's Seth Rollins. They come out. Paul Heyman starts off. We have the new, let's see, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman. Let's see who the players are. It would have the benefit of a scoreboard. First, the man in Attack Dog. He's going to be the future. If Skynet's a Terminator for the future to this planet today, and you ask that Terminator who's going to be main event WrestleMania 45, 46, 47, 48, 59, and so on, they would tell you Braun Breaker. And that's not a prediction, that's a spoiler. Then they start talking about Bronson Reed. Then he goes to Seth Rollins. And one night Reed put a beat. Oh, he starts to put it like. And one night he beat. he beat up Seth Rollins. I'm like, why is he talking about this?
Yeah, talking about, was it the 7 tsunamis Bronson Reed gave him or something like that?
Rollins fought Reigns and Punk in what basically was a handicap match at WrestleMania, and they couldn't do what Rollins what Reed did in one night. The crowd needs to get on their knees and honor Rollins' altruism. What is altruism? I don't know what that word is. Hold on. I'm going to look it up. Because I don't know what that word is. It's kind of like when Cody Rhodes uses a lot of big words. He's like, buddy, you're talking to wrestling fans. The belief in or practice of disinterested and selfless concern for the well-being of others. Okay. He's like, you're being very selfless. Cool. Heyman says Rollins is the most generous man he's ever known. He is the epitome of epiphany. He is the future of this entire industry. He tells, like, everyone should acknowledge Seth freaking Rollins.
I was like, ooh.
Rollins takes his time before he says, make no mistake about it, Tampa. This is the vision. This is my vision. This is the way forward. Like, this is how we do it. We're going to do, like, total domination through power. We get an F you Rollins chant. He keeps going about, like, how he, like, this is how we're going to do it. And Rollins goes over to Reed and says, CM Punk fat out on Saturday. Exactly what happens when you underestimate him. Rollins has found something more powerful than championships. I have found an object that allows me to control the fate of those championships. That's Money in the Bank. Here's the beauty. He can cash in a contract. I can do it whenever, however, to whomever. There is nobody who can stop him. That is domination. That is power. That is why he's a visionary. A revolutionary. That is why he is Seth freaking Rollins.
Yeah.
And he talks about, like, hold on. Y'all were just singing my song, and now you want to say F you Rollins? And then they start singing his song again. I know.
That was what I noticed. It was like, this was the first time in a while that I've heard people actually singing the song. I know, like, back when, like, he won the championship at Night of Champions, there were, around that point, that's when I remember it, it's just they were singing it a lot. Then, of course, it died down. It went on to into the yeah or whatever.
Because he says that, and he's like, less than 5 minutes, you're questioning my integrity. Less than 5 minutes ago, you were singing my song. Now you want to chant profanity and question my integrity. Heyman starts singing it, and then everyone else starts singing it again. It's like, what are y'all doing? Y'all don't know your left from your right. You don't know what's good for you, but they're telling him that he's the bad guy and doesn't deserve the power. He's, it's like, what are you talking about? That's like, kind of, and this is going into what kind of what Cena's talking about. And if, when did you get into wrestling?
2020.
Oh, so this is before. Late 2018, 2019, when Daniel Bryan was the world champion, he was the WWE champion. His whole thing is everybody's fickle. They change their mind so quick. He's like, he's actually going after the fans. Like, he's not just saying, like, all that crap. He's like, no, they are. They changed their mind so quickly. It's like, alright. But that's pretty much what it was. The crowd was a little subdued for the promo. Perhaps they were waiting for something. They were waiting. Like, you felt like, okay, is someone going to come out? I hope not. I hope it's just them and they end the promo there. It's like, okay, they did. Nice. The commentators discussed tonight's World Tag Team Championship match. It's a triple threat. Rusev will also better Akira Tozawa. Poor Tozawa.
Poor Tozawa.
Penta makes his entrance, and we have a Money in the Bank qualifying triple threat match, which is Penta versus Chad Gable versus Dragon Lee. Forgot about Dragon Lee for a moment. It's like, oh, yeah. Hey, man. And they have a pretty good match.
Absolutely.
They're all smaller guys.
Yeah.
But they know how to wrestle.
Definitely.
They are. And with Penta picking up the win. What was it? Cable is trapped in the Tree of Woe. Oh, Lee does the double stomp to Chad Gable while he's in the Tree of Woe position. And then almost he lands it immediately gets hit with a Mexican Destroyer.
Yes.
I was like, that's a good little combo right there. And then Penta hits the Penta Driver and wins. So we're going to see Penta with Solo Sikoa and LA Knight in the Money in the Bank right now. We'll see what happens going forward. There's currently three more spots. We do have a triple threat for the main event. We'll see who wins that one. We are in the Judgment Day clubhouse. Everyone's chilling. Dom and Carlito are playing the video game, and then Roxanne Perez comes in with another tray of chicken nuggets. He takes one. He's like, sure, thanks. And then she's like, your shoulder looks a little whatever. And Dom's on like,
and she starts rubbing
it. Dom looks like, okay. Dom, and like, I think Dom also just plays the stupid card. Because
yes. Well, I mean, the funniest was the whole time zone thing that they did.
He walks in, Morgan walks in, and she goes, konnichiwa. Morgan doesn't like what she's seeing. Balor's happily... Balor's grinning. Yes. He's probably almost giggling like a little girl. Morgan says Rodriguez has kept her up to date with what's happening in the clubhouse, and it's interesting. She'll address it later, but for now, I'm going to Adam Pearce to get a Money in the Bank qualifying match. It's like, wait, what? Hold on. You better not win this match. That's all I'm saying. Rico reaches Lex at Mysterio. Balor laughs and says it's... Oh, yeah, they, Rodriguez and Mysterio have a little whatever in Spanish. I'm like, okay,
yeah.
Don't know what you're saying. Balor laughs and says it's great to have Morgan back. Carlito warns Mysterio not to eat the nuggets. It's like, you shouldn't eat those. I'm like, well, come on, man, but they're nuggets. A focused security is always walking backstage. We also see Rusev. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, they do have the video to honor Memorial Day.
Yes.
With Cody Rhodes narrating. I'm like, man. I'm glad they did that video. Thank you to all who've served.
Absolutely.
I have the utmost respect for all of them. We have Akira Tozawa versus Rusev, and just as quick as it starts, it ends. It goes, yep. Akira Tozawa rips his shirt off and goes out to Rusev. He shows off the charges, but Tozawa sidesteps. Blah, blah, blah. Rusev hits the accolade.
Yeah.
Rusev won't let go. Jessica Carter tries to help, but then all of a sudden, Sheamus.
It's fight night!
But are they going to be friend or foe? Because they have the League of Nations. Was it League of Nations or Nation?
I think it was that.
Yes, it was them two. They also had Alberto Del Rio.
I think
it was like a bunch of different like heels, but they were all like different ethnicities. Who knows? We'll see what happens. Kathy Kelly is talking to Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura.
Yes,
dude, Bert Kreischer was red. Did you see how red?
Yeah,
like, he is sunburnt.
Yeah.
She says she mentioned Segura has been critical of WWE. Segura says he said some stupid things about WWE, but they had Cody Rhodes on the podcast. It was awesome. Kreischer also had a great time a few months ago. He puts over Netflix before running off. Kreischer shouts out for Segura to come over because Segura finds a shirtless Kreischer hanging up with the War Raiders.
Yes. Still funny.
They're like, yeah. They chop him, and he's like,
that hurt. Yeah.
It's like, you see how red your chest is already? That probably hurt pretty bad. We go to commercial and they do some other stuff. We go to backstage. Sami Zayn is not happy that he didn't go out there to stop Seth Rollins. What? Where does that? Diatribe? Diatribe.
I think it's a diatribe. Yeah.
A forceful and bitter verbal attack against someone or something. Why don't you stop using big words? My goodness, I'm stupid. Check out the show. World Heavyweight Jey Uso asks him what he thinks would happen. He'd get a 3-on-1 beatdown. You need to pick your shots. Tonight, Zayn needs to win the Money in the Bank qualifier. If they try anything, Uso has his back. They do their little...
Yeah.
Sami Zayn, and we find out it'll be Sami Zayn, Finn Balor, and Seth Rollins, and the main event, and the triple, and the Money in the Bank qualifying match. Burt Kreischer and Tom Segura are ringside for the next match. Heaton Kreischer again takes off his shirt.
Yeah, chugs a beer.
Chugs a beer, and Segura also chugs one. We go into the World Tag Team Championship match. It is a triple threat match. It is the New Day versus the Creed Brothers versus the War Raiders. Before we get into this match, I want to say I hate the way WWE does triple threat or fatal four-way tag matches. It's dumb. It's stupid. Just do tornado tag matches. It's the best way to do it because when... there's only two people allowed in the ring at the time.
Yeah.
And anybody can tag in. You can tag in, like, none of your partners tag in, but you can go, I'm in now.
I know, yeah. And the best part I've seen it used is when was this before? Like, 38? WrestleMania 38, I want to say? That when they were having, I think it was like a fatal four-way tag match or whatever, and the New Day are in the ring, and they're
I remember, and they both get tagged like, in, and they look at each other, and they just like,
and they
like, wait, who would win that match?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know.
It's like because the New Day pinned the New Day, so you would also lose that match, but you would also win. They were trying to find a loophole,
yeah.
But like that's what I want. And that's what I don't want. I want one of each team is allowed in, or just do everybody. I don't like the two at a time. It's stupid to me. But we do have a winner. And they do retain the New Day in a very cheap way. I'm like, oh my God, that's how you win that match? Fistful you had a tights, great match. Yeah. Roll up pulling the tights. This person even agrees with me. I usually hate WWE triple threat tag matches since they have one team stay on the apron. So dumb. But tonight there was a lot of action, so it's better. But it's still dumb. It's still dumb. Backstage segment. Liv Morgan and Recovery are walking backstage when they see Io Sky and Kairi Sane. Morgan makes fun of them and says their team is deader than Saints. Changes that Money in the Bank. Blah blah blah. They go after each other and they make a match for later that night. Jey Uso is now making his entrance. Oh, they have announced it. Saturday night's main event and WWE Evolution will be held in Atlanta. I think they are finally doing the all-women's pay-per-view.
Yes.
Because that's what WWE Evolution is.
Which I hope they get NXT women up there with how hot they've been. Mm-hmm. I really hope they get some time to shine like this. I think this will be really good.
Absolutely. So have you seen how loaded the month of June is for pay-per-views, how loaded we are going to be going forward? Because we have... we have Worlds Collide and Money in the Bank same day.
So that's two.
Then you have Night of Champions. Then you're going to have the Great American Bash.
Four.
Saturday night's main event, which is the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next day you have Evolution. And then a month later, you have SummerSlam.
So that's seven
in
that span.
Up until the beginning of August. So in like 2 months, we have seven.
7 in 2 months. And that's just WWE, isn't it?
Yep. This will be the first Evolution. It is going to be an all-women pay-per-view with Evolution. That's going to be great. We have Jey Uso addressing the crowd. Jey Uso will battle Undisputed Champion John Cena and Logan Paul at Money in the Bank. He's out there, blah, blah, blah. And then Gunther comes back out. And I think it's just another war of words. But it's like, apparently it wasn't much of one.
Yeah.
It wasn't a great promo battle. It's just like, hey, remember, they're facing each other June. Whenever they're in Phoenix, they're going to have another championship match. Cody Rhodes' new podcast, What Do You Want to Talk About, debuts on Wednesday. Oh, yeah. I saw some clips from that. Cody Rhodes' new podcast.
Oh, I did.
What Do You Want to Talk About?
Yeah.
And his first guest is none other than Brandi Rhodes.
Yeah.
Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez head to the ring. Morgan will battle Kairi Sane next. Patrick Maroon, a 3-time Stanley Cup champion, is at ringside. Waka Flocka Flame, a Diamond certified rapper, is also there. And then you have Titus O'Neil.
Titus O'Neil.
He's there. We have Liv Morgan versus Kairi Sane. Kairi Sane picks up the win, but not without controversy. Not without controversy.
Of course. Remember,
Roxanne Perez tries to come in and help.
Yeah.
By pushing Kairi Sane off the top rope.
While, what's her face? Raquel was distracting the ref, so it was like, yeah, she was trying to help here.
She's trying to help. So they're both arguing. Liv Morgan tries to do the Oblivion, misses. Kairi Sane gets like a weird roll up victory.
Yeah.
But she still wins.
Yeah.
And like, they're just arguing why they're doing the one, two, and they hear the two and they're like, huh? Three. So, oopsies. Roxanne's like, I'm just trying to help. But pretty bad match, apparently. This says, well, Kairi Sane did just come back.
That's true. There might be a little bit of ring rust.
She's going to have to get back into it. And who knows if she's worked with Morgan before. Another thing about Rhea Ripley going to win Money in the Bank. She really could, in my opinion. Can you imagine Mommy in the Bank?
get her little...
And she gets her own special...
Yeah, the special briefcase
She gets again. The special briefcases. Because they've been doing one almost every year.
Yeah.
Because last year it was Tiffany.
Yeah.
The year before it was Damian with Senor Money in the Bank. Mm-hmm.
Which is cool. I love to see that.
Blah, blah, blah. Lyra Valkyrie is walking backstage. We'll hear from her next. But before... we're getting back in the Judgment Day clubhouse. We go into there to see Liv Morgan freaking out. There's no audio at first. Oh, yeah, apparently.
Yeah, I watched it live. I was like, okay, wait, what's going on? What's being said?
But it finally comes in. Dominic Mysterio says he didn't see the match. Morgan says, Raquel Rodriguez is the veteran and should have known better. Morgan storms off with Mysterio chasing after. Finn Balor is giddy. He's like,
I mean, it's like,
everything's falling apart. Lyra Valkyrie addresses Becky Lynch. It's more of a back and forth promo. Like, Lyra's like, I beat you. I've beaten you twice. You've never beaten me. Becky's just like, I'm going to beat you this time. I'm not going to lose to a stupid roll up. And she's like, I literally did it with my eyes closed. It's like, Becky Lynch said, what was it? If I don't win, I can't challenge you anymore. But if I do win, you have to hold my hand up.
Yeah.
And say, I'm the victory. I'm the victor.
Which is, it's just a real weird.
It was a very, like, generic.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, it was like, okay. Yeah.
Like, apparently she didn't... Apparently, they're saying, like, of course it was Lyra Valkyrie not doing a great job. Because Becky Lynch is very good on the mic.
Yeah.
They were saying, like, Lyra Valkyrie was, like, not that great.
That's true. It wasn't one of her best.
Yet.
To be fair.
But, Becky... Please, Becky Lynch, win this one. Because if you turn heel and you don't win this championship, it's all for nothing. In my opinion. Oh, we have a backstage segment, which it talks about a lot. Sami Zayn's walking backstage when Karrion Kross stops him. Kross gets a big ovation because people are really liking Kross right now.
Mm-hmm.
Scarlett is sitting on a crate nearby. In the background, the New Day is walking with Grayson Waller. Interesting. Kross and Zayn is still going to the top after foregoing blah, blah, blah. They just have a little back and forth. At Worlds Collide, Chad Gable will battle El Hijo. El Hijo del Vikingo. Did I say that right?
Yes.
All right. And we'll also see a 6-man tag team match with El Hijo del Dr. Wagner Jr., Psycho Clown, and Pagano. Oh, boy. Versus Legado del Fantasma. I know that one.
Yeah.
After Worlds Collide, Cody Rhodes and then they talk about what's going on for Money in the Bank. Seth Rollins makes his entrance, and then we go to commercial. Then we have the others. We have Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor versus Sami Zayn in a Money in the Bank qualifying triple threat match. Pretty good match. It is a 3-segment match. Sami Zayn, blah, blah, blah. All this happens. Rollins hits Balor with a stomp. Zayn then smashes Rollins with a little kick. 1-2. Bronson, Braun Breaker pulls Sami Zayn out of the ring. Bronson re-punches at Zayn. And then, of course, Jey Uso comes out to help. He leaps over the barricade and attacks Reed. Uso goes back, forth hitting Breaker and Reed with super kicks. Rollins grabs Uso, but Uso punches him back. Breaker then hits Uso with a spear. And then Dirty Dom comes out. This is one of the first times Dirty Dom comes out to help. He grabs a chair and he's like, he's trying to give it to Finn Balor. It's like, hey, Finn, here's a chair you can use. But, you know, but he's not too close to it, so he has to crawl over. He starts crawling over to it. Seth Rollins stomp onto the chair, wins the match. We'll see what goes with that going forward.
Yeah.
So Seth's winning, but then we get CM Punk's music. Breaker and Reed head up the ramp with Heyman to cut Punk off. They're like, oh yeah, man. You're not going to get us. Yeah. Punk comes from the other side.
Yeah. So
there's like, hits Rollins with a go to sleep. And then he runs off. And that ends Monday Night Raw. Good Monday Night Raw?
I think so. Absolutely.
So we now have Seth Rollins, LA Knight, Solo Sikoa, and Penta in the men's Money in the Bank match. We have two more, which means we're probably going to get another face and another heel. Because yeah, they like to do 3-3. And there wasn't a women's tonight, was there? It was just the men's? Because I know they're doing some next week.
They're doing it right before.
So, good for them. The Judgment Day is in chaos. Do you think Finn Balor purposely brought Roxanne Perez in? Because he knew Liv Morgan was going to come back soon. Just to cause, I'm like, I'm going to cause some chaos.
I mean,
just to get back at Dom for taking his Intercontinental title.
With how he's been acting, I certainly would not rule out the possibility.
But with Dom helping him, it really throws a wrench in the plan.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to save face for a little bit. But we'll see. We'll see. I mean, not much to talk about for much other than, you know, Jey Uso and Gunther, they're going to have their match coming up. Like, it's the Raw after Money in the Bank. So I think it's the 9th.
Yes.
So we have that one coming up. What else is there? There's, oh, my back. I mean, New Day kind of just holding the tag titles hostage. You don't really see much of them. Also, Kofi, grow your mustache.
I know.
Please.
Yes.
It just looks weird.
Yeah.
You're like, why don't you have your mustache? Either shave the beard.
It's a choice.
If he went clean shaven, it would probably look even weirder, though.
I know. Yeah.
Like, you remember, like, Xavier Woods had a beard for a while, then he shaved it off. Yeah. I was like, oh.
The baby. His baby face. A little bit there.
Xavier, don't do that again, please. Just keep the beard. You need the beard. Your face is meant for a beard. Seth Rollins. I want to know, like, there's also rumors about a fourth person joining. But do you think that would be a little overkill?
I think that
I think three right now is perfect. With Paul Heyman?
Yes. With Paul Heyman being the fourth, I think that's perfect enough.
The three is a good amount. I think if you try to add more, it gets a little too heavy. Because, yeah, sure, you had the Undisputed Era. For years they had four.
Yeah.
The Bloodline. Sure. But that one also made sense.
Because there's the tag team, then Roman.
You have the Judgment Day, which has, let's see, they have Finn, Carlito, Dom, Liv, Raquel, JD. They have six.
Yeah. But I feel like just how they structure... Well, I mean, but we've seen all the chaos that is. Yeah. And it's like, does that really work?
Not really.
Without, like, structured leadership like that.
It does and it doesn't, because Carlito's just kind of there.
Yeah, that is true.
He doesn't do that. A lot.
I mean, and also... JD's not doing a lot.
Well, he did just come back.
Yes.
Like, recent, like, memory. Like, he hasn't even been back, like, a full month, I don't think.
Yeah.
He just came back, so... And when he was there, he was wrestling up until he, you know,
that
broke his ribs, punctured a lung, and then still finished the match.
And he did like top rope spots too. It's like, how did
he
you
was
do
doing
that?
All that with like broken ribs, a punctured lung? Everyone thought he like hit his head.
Yeah,
like I was like, ooh, because the way you watch it, it does look like he smacks his head against the. thing. But then again, he is... You've seen that boy's head.
Yeah. They make jokes all the time about his big head and stuff.
They do. I think that's all of Raw, but we're going to quickly go over NXT. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. I think the only big thing... Ray Phoenix, Javon Evans, and Laredo Kid interrupt Ethan Page NXT North America Champion. Blah 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 blah. Yep, there's only one big thing to come out of NXT. We have Stephanie McCour defending her title against JC Jane. Of course, JC Jane has a faction, which they're going to help her.
What is they called? Is there their faction, was it Fatal Influence or something?
No. They had some...
Wasn't it theirs? Because, of course, it was Toxic Attraction that JC Jane was in. They broke up and then they made the new one.
Part of Fatal Influence now.
Fatal Influence,
that's our current one. She was in Toxic Attraction with Gigi Dolan and... Was Gigi Dolan in... Was that with Mandy Rose?
Yes.
Before she left for reasons.
Yes.
And then, you know, they broke up, and then JC Jane and Gigi Dolan broke up, and now you have, now she's with Fatal Influence, and, you know, they have a match with your new Women's World, NXT Women's World Champion, JC Jane. I think it ended kind of controversial, too, from what I remember.
I don't remember seeing the match. I remember seeing that she won. I was like, oh, that happened.
They only have quick results. I want, like, the results. Oh, well. But. Maybe this will give me more. Nope, it won't. Maybe you'll give me more. Bleacher Report. Come on. It just meant she just won. But she already has a match coming up on Raw for Money in the Bank.
Who, Vicare or
Vicare? Okay. She already has a match coming up against Liv Morgan, too. So, I guess I don't know who the third one is, but she's already... I think they're already ready for her to come up to the main roster.
That's what I felt like. I felt like, cause if, especially if they brought Julia up.
They already brought Julia up.
Yes.
And like, yeah, and Stephanie McCour is ready.
And they both came in at the same time and stuff.
Exact same time. I think she's ready for the main roster.
Yes.
And now we get to see her in an entire arena go,
They bring Booker in just for that match.
I think they added it to the game. To the game.
Did they?
I think the crowd goes,
I don't think I've played as her yet in the game, so I'm...
Well, I think she's a DLC character.
Yeah, okay.
I don't have 2K25.
I do. I think I got the season pass as well, so we'll see.
How much was that?
I think it was I think I may have gotten the deluxe.
Which is like the... Advanced edition,
or something that got me the season. I think I got the season, or I forget if it was the base or the season pass.
Because there's three versions. There's the regular version, there's like whatever, and then there's like the ultra super one that probably costs you like $150.
Was it like the Dead Man? Or was it that one, or was it the Bloodline one?
I think it's the... Yeah. Hold on.
But yeah. I'll see if I can see if I figure that out. Yeah.
So there we go. Stephanie McCord probably going up. Looks like she's coming up to the main roster. Great for her. Probably going to be on Raw for a little bit. And if someone else goes to Raw, sure. We do have the draft coming up, which I think is going to be... When they do the draft, they need to do it right. Really mix things up. Like, I want to see...
Yeah.
And for the love of God, please stick true to the... Like, they don't do the brand split anymore. They really don't stick true to that much. But they do and they do. They do and they don't, but we'll see. But that is all of Raw and, I guess, NXT, I have to say. You have anything else you want to add?
That's all I got.
All right, that is all of Raw and NXT.
Let's move on to Dynamite Now. This week we are in El Paso, Texas. Where in a couple weeks... Well, I don't think it's... Is it El Paso? Or somewhere in Texas that they'll be hosting All In. And open the night after his win at Double or Nothing. Hangman Adam Page comes out. You deserve a chance throughout the crowd. Everyone's happy for him. There's a lot of yapping in this. I'll try to condense it as much as I can. He just talks about being the champion, how Ospreay gave him the fight of his life at Double or Nothing. And he has to look forward to the AEW World Championship. And he has it's the responsibility he chased from the very moment he returned to the company. And that's been hidden away in a briefcase. And he said, it's meant to be a shining light that letters AEW stand for, the spirit of competition. And when he joined this company, he said the people would be his boss. And so he makes a promise in 7 weeks, he'll become the champion. Swerve's music hits, and he comes out. And he said he has something to address. He points to the screen, and a clip plays after... What was it? Was it Revolution that the Young Bucks screwed Swerve over?
Yeah.
Or it was... I think it was Revolution after the Bucks screwed Swerve over. The Dynamite after that, the Bucks came on the mic and said they did it for Hangman Adam Page. They wanted to help him out, and Swerve said he lost, partially because of that, he lost the opportunity, and Hangman now has one at All In Texas, and conveniently has a clear path to the title after Swerve's loss, and feels that, hey, didn't know what to think at the time, but did you really screw me over now, essentially? Dispatch, look me in the eye and tell me if you did it. Then Paige says he looked at Swerve and then at Mox and thought about helping Swerve, but assured Swerve that if he wanted to cost him the title, he would have done it because he's done it before. And so he's like, I did it before, so if I wanted to, I would have done it. And so they get a little stare down. Then Will Ospreay comes out. He tries to calm everything down. He talked about Paige showing him respect at Double or Nothing. And he sees that Adam cares about this place. And he has the same feeling when he looked into Swerve's eyes. And he said, look around, the people believe in us again. But he tells Swerve that it's not Swerve, it's not Ospreay, it's Hangman Adam Page now. And they have to work together to get the title back. I don't think this was on the mic. I think only the TV mics got it. Swerve gets in his face and says that he's crazy if he thinks Swerve will ever work with Paige again. Then he leaves the ring, and then Adam Page is angry. Says, "I'll do this without Strickland's help at all," and leaves the ring. And Ospreay says, "Like, okay, what's going on,
bruv?"
Of course. And so, like, I think these next 7 weeks are going to be very interesting, especially with this kind of thing going on. We head to the first match of the night. We get the Death Riders coming in outside the arena. They, along with Gabe Kidd, take on Willow Nightingale, Mark Briscoe, or it's John Moxley and Marina Shafir of the Death Riders, and Gabe Kidd taking on Willow Nightingale, Mark Briscoe, and Mike Bailey in what was a three-segment match to open the night, with the Death Riders getting the win. Mm-hmm. Of course, boos from the crowd. The team celebrates. We get a little video package from the Hurt Syndicate's win, and MJF saying he's going to get back his AEW World title with the Hurt Syndicate. It's not personal. It's just business. Excuse me, just business. We get a little something with McMahon, Penelope Ford, but before their little thing with Anna Jay and Harley Cameron, it's a no DQ tag match, which is coming up. After a commercial break, we get Ricochet talking about, after Double or Nothing, he's seeing all the factions that are here and decides he needs one of his own. And once he finds the perfect crew, he'll show everyone why Ricochet is out of this world. Okay, another faction? Yeah. Then we get Anna Jay, as aforementioned, match. Mm-hmm. Anna Jay, Harley Cameron versus Megan Bain, Penelope Ford in a no DQ tag match with tables, everything, all chairs, all that DQ matches have, with Megan Bain and Penelope Ford getting the win there. And they do a little more damage to Harley Cameron before they leave there. We get a little graphic for Mercedes Moné versus Toni Storm that are meeting face to face tonight later. Then we get the Ops versus the Frat House, who is Preston Vance, Griff Garrison, and Cole Carter.
These sound like WWE 2K names.
Yeah, they do. It's
like, you know, when you do like the story mode and they have that one guy who's like, "Oh man, I'm here." Oh, it's like, what's your
Psycho
name?
Psycho Sally's one I've
Cole
seen.
Cole Canter.
Yeah, all that. Okay. Mm-hmm. With it does look like a long match with the Ops picking up the win there. And after commercial break, we get,
it was a 3-minute match.
We get Renee Paquette in the ring with Jamie Hayter addressing things Double or Nothing. Before they can even start, the lights go out, and there's an entrance for, I believe I'm pronouncing it right, Thecla, who did some stuff in Stardom and now is in, and now assigned to AEW. She comes out, she attacks Hayter, and stares the camera down, and there's that segment. So we'll see what happens with her. Then we get Adam Cole defending his TNT championship against Kyle Fletcher. with what I'm sure was a pretty good match from what I've seen from the two of them, is cut off with Josh Alexander interfering at the end of the match to cause the disqualification. But then even after the match, Josh Alexander, Kyle Fletcher, they still beat up on him, but then Brody King comes down with the chair to make the save. That's pretty much it. Then we have Brody King versus Josh Alexander for the International Championship number one contender. So we're just rolling right through it with what I'm pretty sure was from what I've seen, Josh Alexander, what I've heard about him, absolutely, I'm sure this was a good match. With Brody King, though, getting the win there and advancing to Fyter Fest, it says on here. This is an AEW event next week. That's what Dynamite's going to be, June 4th. It'll be Fyter Fest. We'll see what that has in store. Then we get backstage. Kyle Fletcher, he's frustrated with Josh Alexander interfering and losing him the TNT Championship. Before Adam Cole comes in and goes after Kyle Fletcher himself, and then security has to come in and break it up. We'll see where this goes. Then we have the main event segment of the night. Toni Storm, Mercedes Moné meeting face to face. Mercedes Moné out there, she's showing off all the titles she has, including the Owen Hart tournament. And she talks about legends like Owen Hart and her inspiration, Eddie Guerrero, getting a little pop from the crowd there. And also how they don't compare to the CEO. But then immediately after that, Toni Storm comes out with another pop from the crowd. She has a mic in her hand, getting ready here. As they say, she's tired of the black and white Toni Storm with her old style entrance and stuff with the camera, but in and wants a champion full of color. And Toni says hello, and she's been waiting a long time to meet Mercedes. Addressing Moné debuting on a show named after her. I forget what it was called, but yeah, that was where she debuted. and saying the two of them never met or talked, and claimed this is the match Moné wanted most. So what took so long? And Mercedes says, "Patience, darling. I'm the Beyonce of women's wrestling, and I've been waiting for a reason." And then Storm says, "She's the Toni Storm of professional wrestling, and she's been changed by the shy woman she met 10 years ago, but so has Mercedes. She's no longer the boss. She's the CEO," and talks about the greatest match of all time that awaits both of them at All In Texas. Toni talks about how their different paths allowed them to be who they really are. But the biggest difference is Moné wants all the titles, but Toni only needs one. And she says Mercedes is one of the greatest of all time, but Toni Storm happens to be timeless. Moné says, "You call yourself timeless, but your time is about to be up. See you at All In." They drop their microphones. Mercedes extends a hand towards her. Storm grabs it, kisses it. But then But then Mercedes Monet tries to put in a moneymaker. Storm rolls out. She tries to go for a Storm Zero. Monet rolls out. She gets out of the ring and goes up the ramp. And then, well, Toni Storm poses with the women's world title as Dynamite goes off air. So, that was Dynamite. I would say there's some stuff ramping up. We'll see what happens with Swerve and Hangman. I hope they can put their differences aside. I hope that's what it's leading to with all their history. Thekla, we'll see what happens with her.
Yeah,
then of course we have the Death Riders. What's all happening with this, but... yeah, that's really all I got for Dynamite.
That's all I got.
So that is all of Dynamite.
Now we move on to Friday Night SmackDown in Knoxville, Tennessee. We get a look at the building, blah, blah, blah. The EST Bianca Belair comes out first because it's her hometown.
Knoxville.
This is where she's from.
Yep.
She's wearing Tennessee orange.
Rocky top,
blah, blah, blah. She comes out there, but hyping herself up. She talks about everything she's been through the past 4 months. Apparently, she's not 100%, but she's getting better every day. Good for her. And then, of course, Naomi comes out. Bianca says, now is not the time for this, but Naomi insists until not a day goes by when she doesn't think about what happened to them. Bianca asks what Naomi could possibly want from her. Apparently, they don't like her. She's there because she wants to fix their friendship, because she can. She's been trying to talk to Bianca about letting the past be the past, moving forward, and Belair's refused to answer. So she's laying here, I even went to my parents' place to talk to you, but you weren't there. In fact, nobody was, so I let myself in. She looked through a photo album, thinking about things. Bianca isn't pleased about this, reiterating that the two of them were through, and if she comes near her parents again, what Jay did to her, what a blah, blah, blah. Naomi looks shook by this. Before telling Bianca, it wouldn't look good for her and her mother. Good for her and her mother to be in a wheelchair. The crowd boos. Some of it tells Bianca, you know, hey, blah, blah, blah. Because if you didn't know, Bianca's mother is in a wheelchair.
Oh, I did not know that.
She is. Jade stares Bianca. Apparently, Jade comes out. She stares Bianca down before throwing Naomi out of the ring. She starts to leave, but Nia Jax moves away, rounding out the competitors for the opening match, which is a Money in the Bank qualifying. It's them three. They have what I imagine is at least a decent enough match. But the winner is Naomi. She gets a sneaky win, apparently. As she celebrates on the ramp, we cut backstage where the Bloodline bump into R-Truth. Who's talking? I guess he's talking to Lil Jimmy.
Yeah.
He starts talking like, hey, man. He says something about JC Mateo comes up. He's like, hey, man, is this your son? He looks at Solo. Is this your son? Man. I'm going to go talk to Nicole to see if I can get a match to teach him a lesson. I was like, oh, my gosh. Truth. Never change, please. Backstage, Chelsea Green trying to hide her face mask. Why is she in a face mask? Man, I guess it happened on Saturday's main event. I didn't really watch that match, to be honest.
I don't remember anything happening like that.
Apparently, her nose got broken. She demands Zelina Vega be stripped of the U.S. title, but Alda says Green needs to be medically cleared to be granted a rematch. A match is suggested for Alba Fire to face Zelina Vega, and that is something Aldis can get behind as Chelsea knows best.
Yeah.
We cut away to Tiffany Stratton dressing a potential challenge. Shows someone winning Money in the Bank briefcase before Naomi interrupts to warn her what could happen if she wins, blah, blah, blah. She walks off before Alexa Bliss tells the champ not to worry about Naomi winning because she's going to win. She walks off as commentary hypes up Worlds Collide, and they talk about a match. Later tonight, Rey Fénix teams up with Javon Evans to face Los Garza. Back at ringside, R-Truth makes his way out, rapping his theme with some hype. You know, he does his theme song. After a look at ticket info for the big WWE weekend next month, we head back to blah, blah, blah. Oh, they talk about ticket information. We have R-Truth versus JC Mateo. Hate that name.
Yeah.
Should have just been Jeff Cobb. But we'll move on for that. They have an okay match. JC Mateo picks up the win. But then they start to beat R-Truth down before Jimmy Uso comes out with a chair and chases the rest of the Bloodline away, and he helps R-Truth up. Backstage, we see the Street Profits as we hear from them soon. We get a clip from the latest, What Do You Want to Talk About? As Cody Rhodes talks to his wife, Brandi. Speaking of What Do You Want to Talk About, Cody Rhodes and John Cena will go face-to-face later tonight. Who knows what that clip was? I didn't watch. We head back to ringside at the Street Profits to make their way out. The WWE Tag Champions head down to the ring before Montez Ford talks about the hiring of the best tag team. Blah, 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 blah. Dawkins talks about the tag teams coming after them, with the most recent being the Wyatt Six, before Ford says they'll defend the titles against anybody. That brings out Fraxium. No doubt about having an axe to grind after their tag title match broke down into chaos last week. The champs insist that they just about had the match won before the Wyatt Six got there, but Axiom says they'll never know. Frazier wants to buy it before the machine guns come out, and they're like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And then DIY comes out to interrupt, with Candice LeRae running the other teams down before she is interrupted by Chris Sabin. Gargano talks about how things are going, especially with the Wyatt Six, but Ciampa cuts him off of talking about the death of the SmackDown Tag Team Division, and now our moment of silence begins. Now, they go for a moment of silence, and then almost immediately, Wyatt Six come out, and they attack everybody, and I mean everybody. No one is safe. They stand tall as Uncle Howdy just screams, "We're here!" Before you get the little Nikki Cross jump scare. Just I don't know how that gets people. You're expecting it.
I know. Yeah, I've seen Santi get jumped by that. It was,
he does. Back at ringside, Los Garza make their way to the ring for their next match with Ethan Page on commentary. Interesting. Bounce. It goes straight into the match where Phoenix and Javon Evans versus Los Garza. At some point, Javon Evans and Ray Phoenix get into it with Ethan Page. Blah, 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 blah. Match still goes, but Los Garza pick up the win. Good for them. We'll see what's going on forward. Commentary talks about what just happened before they are injured by Uncle Howdy, who reveals that they won't stop until they take what is owed. What is owed? Who knows? I guess we'll have to keep watching to find out. Back from break, we head to ringside where Zelina Vega, blah, blah, blah. In a non-title match, Alba Fire versus Zelina Vega with, I think Zelina Vega picks up the win. Good for her. Backstage, The Miz has some words for Carmelo Hayes to hype him up for the Money in the Bank qualifying match later tonight. He talks about them going into Money in the Bank, but Carmelo sets the record straight and says, iron this. Miz nods in agreement as Hayes says, Miller don't miss, and they are awesome. Elsewhere, we see Damian Priest, who has no doubt, blah, 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 blah. But we get a look at the schedule for Money in the Bank weekend before Julia. My goodness, there's so much stuff. Speaking of, so elsewhere, we see Damian Priest, who has no doubt, has some things on his mind. We go to commercial break. They look at the Money in the Bank weekend. Julia video package. Banner seems like, I'm the best. She then talks to Zelina Vega backstage, where she says she sees the champ, but she sees the title more. Vegas scoffs before walking off, and we cut away. This is a 3-hour show. SmackDown's still 3 hours. Damian Priest makes his way to the ring to a decent pop for the crowd. Looking ahead, blah, blah, blah. I think all this is that he is going out to the United States Championship. He leaves the ring when Jacob Fatu makes his entrance. The two men stare at each other before Fatu makes his way to the ringside for the next match, which is Andrade versus Jacob Fatu versus Carmelo Hayes in another triple threat qualifying. Hayes gets into the apron, blah, 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 blah. Probably another good match. Again, I did not watch SmackDown last night, but The winner is, oh my gosh, this is a long match, Andrade. So now we got Andrade, LA Knight, Seth Rollins, Solo Sikoa, and who's the other one? LA Knight.
Yes.
So probably going to be a heel, the last one, because Andrade, LA Knight, and who's the other one? Who's the other one that I just said? Because Seth Rollins, Solo Sikoa are heels.
Penta.
He's obviously a face, so we're going to need another heel. Apparently, Fatu argues with Mateo and Sikoa as we cut backstage, where LA Knight issues his warning to the rest of the Money Bank ladder match. This man is speeding through his promo like it's being progress on X, before Aleister Black interrupts him to say you're welcome before walking off. Elsewhere, we get a look at Cody Rhodes, blah, blah, blah. Backstage, Jacob Fatu goes on a rampage after losing his match moments ago. Solo tries to calm him down, but Fatu simply says, for the last time, stop trying to help. He walks off, leaving us with Mateo and Sikoa as we cut back to a commentary hyping up Worlds Collide. From there, we get a rundown for Money in the Bank, blah, blah, blah. And now we get, oh gosh, Cody Rhodes and John Cena go face to face. It's just another them going back and forth. With Jay and Logan there as well. It's just them going back and forth saying, I'm better than you. No, I'm better than you. No, I'm better than you. That's all it really is. It's just hype up for their Money in the Bank match in a few weeks. In 2 weeks. Next week.
Yes.
Next week.
Yes, next week.
Next week is Money in the Bank. Jeez. They really just said, hey, here's Money in the Bank. So.
Quick, yeah.
That ends SmackDown. So we have, so right, we're not going to go into the predictions for it because they're not complete.
Yeah.
But right now, Money in the Bank, it is Solo Sikoa versus LA Knight versus Penta versus Seth Rollins versus Andrade versus one to be determined. I think it's going to be a Raw. I think I already saw, hold on. Raw upcoming matches. I think I saw it was, it's Chad Gable, Dragon Lee, wait no, and Penta, that's the one they just had. What was the one they just had? I think I saw it was CM Punk,
AJ Styles,
and El Grande Americano. So, probably gonna be El Grande Americano. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that's where they reveal it's actually Chad Gable?
Oh, it's going to be, I hope so. Oh, man.
Because they do announce, like, oh, here's the card, and you're like, oh, okay. That seems like it's going to be a fun card. Hold on, let me see. Come on. Load up for me. Because I think it's Stephanie, and I know the other one is Stephanie Vaquer, Liv Morgan, and who else was it? Who's the third one? Because they've already, we'll see. Blah, blah, blah. We'll have a women's one being ladder match so far. Rhea Ripley, Roxanne Perez, Julia, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't say, this one doesn't say who's going to be next week, but it's at least going to be either Liv Morgan or Stephanie Vaquer. We know that for a fact.
I'd say so. Absolutely.
Oh, Ivy Nile. It's not going to be Ivy Nile.
Yeah.
It's going to be Vaquer, Liv Morgan. Hopefully it's Vaquer.
American Made will be represented by El Grande Americano.
Yes.
Only by El Grande Americano.
Yes. But they are doing the same theme as last year, which is kind of weird. But we have that one. And like I said, for the women's, it's Alexa Bliss, Roxanne Perez, Rhea Ripley, Julia, Naomi, and one to be determined. Now, I don't think it's most likely going to be Stephanie Vaquer. Because you put Liv Morgan in there, and that's like, okay, then they have a Judgment Day thing going on here. Because Liv Morgan and Roxanne Perez would be like, hey, what are you...
I guess that could help further it,
Roxanne Perez calls her the match next week, calling it. I'm already calling it.
It could be that. They could do something in this match. I do think there is going to be something with the Judgment Day related to this
probably,
in the coming week.
But, because like I said, there's usually three heels, three faces. Right now, and there's is we have Alexa Bliss, who is a face, I think.
Yeah.
Roxanne Perez, a heel.
Yes.
Rhea Ripley, face. Julia is a heel. Yes. Yes. And Naomi's a heel.
Oh, I can see.
So you need another face.
I guess, yeah.
So Stephanie Vaquer. It's always three heels, three faces, so it's not like, oh, four faces and two heels, or four heels and two faces. It's three versus three. It's like, oh, who's going to win? Is it going to be a heel champion? Is it going to be a face champion?
I guess, yeah, give even
if you
odds.
Think, also, if you think about it, the last two men's Money in the Bank have been heels.
It was Drew and then...
Damian was a heel at the time.
Yeah.
So, and... We'll but do they do three heels in a row? And they give it to Seth Rollins? It would be interesting. A two-time money... But they don't really do two-time Money in the Bank winners. And I don't think they're going to give it to... And I don't think they're going to give it to El Grande Americano either. So the only option left would be Solo, and that wouldn't make sense. So it's going to go to a face, probably. I think LA Knight has a good chance.
Okay, sure, yeah. I'm just thinking about the craziness.
I think Penta's too early, and Andrade was like, okay, cool, he's just going to be there. I can almost guarantee you for the women's, it's probably going to be Rhea Ripley.
Rhea
Ripley is
a
very, very heavy favorite to win that match. Already. I guess we are kind of already giving our predictions.
Yeah.
We'll just do the predictions right now. Right now, for men's, it's going to be LA Knight. I don't really see... Andrade, I don't see it right now. Penta, I think it's still too early for him to win it.
Yeah.
And I think we already know the last one's going to be El Grande Americano, and I don't think he's going to get it either. It's like LA Knight. It's between LA Knight and Seth Rollins for me, and I think LA Knight's going to win it. But who do you think?
Yeah, I guess I haven't seen enough of Andrade. He hasn't been getting enough
he's
of a push
good.
Before this.
He's good, but I don't think he's money in the. I just don't see because you also got to think about it. Do you see this person as world champion?
I guess that.
I don't see Andrade as a world champion.
Did he hold the U.S. at all since he's been back?
I don't think it's since he's been back, but he's held the U.S. title, I think. But he was also an NXT champion, but that was like when NXT was still bringing up. But
I'll say LA Knight too, sure.
For the women's, I think it's 100% going to be Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
I could also see Alexa Bliss. Maybe Roxanne Perez. I can see both of them.
I think the NXT Culps, it's a little too early for them as well.
Julia and Naomi, no too early. And whoever it is, the last one, Stephanie Vaquer, I don't think that's way too early to give her Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
But it's Rhea Ripley for me. Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso versus John Cena and Logan Paul. I'm actually going to say John Cena and Logan Paul.
You think they're going to ruin wrestling that much?
Well, I think they're going to do a three-peat. Or do they get Jimmy and Travis Scott involved?
We still have Monday Night. We still have a Monday Night Raw and a Friday Night SmackDown.
Or, no. Cody and Jay win, so Cody can get the pin on John Cena. So they know now they're one versus one. And it's a non-title match, so...
Yeah.
There we go. And Becky versus Lyra. It has to be Becky. Please let it be Becky.
Please let it be Becky. I just hate those stupid stipulations.
That if I lose, I can't challenge you anymore. It's just so but if I win, you have to raise my hand.
Just because she did that to Lyra after their NXT match.
Yeah.
She's like, what? What are you doing
but here? But it's... yeah. So those are our quick predictions, because it's pretty... I don't think they're going to add another match.
No.
Four matches is probably pretty standard. I think... Yeah.
I am excited, though, especially after the matches last year, especially the women's. Oh, I don't have
Chelsea Green again.
No,
Green took a bump.
I know. There was that. Just in general, I feel like they were taking hard bumps all over the place.
They were taking very hard bumps.
I need to go back to watch that.
They were showing out, but...
But yeah, I'm excited. Absolutely.
I am too. All right. But I think that's all I have for this podcast. That's you have anything else you want to add?
That's all I got.
All right. This is everything for today. We hope you guys enjoyed. Remember, we're on anywhere podcasts are available. We're probably there. Give us 5 stars. Give us a like. Download it. Get and show us your love, please. We love to see it. You want to take it away, buddy?
Yeah, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Have a great day and God bless.